As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. Once again, it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Thursday, August the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, indeed, and I've got good news, hard facts, and, well, we might not get to very many solutions today, but nevertheless, we'll be visited with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking the pathological technocracy that's emerging as a new global order. If all those words didn't make sense to you, well, don't feel too bad. They don't make a lot of sense to me either. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on the road. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to us at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and all the contact information is posted at their website, oraclebroadcasting.com. Economic stagnation, Keynesian band-aids, not going to heal this sucking chest wound on the global hot body politic. We'll talk about that briefly in our financial report. Congressional Budget Office. Today is going to be a lot of economic news, but it's mostly going to be about some of the players in the economic scene. But, of course, we're going to look at the New York Central Bank, the London School of Economics, and all of this with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for today, Thursday, August the 27th, 2009, active trading out of New York City at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $1.70 at $947.20 an ounce. Silver, losing 4 cents in morning trading, trades at $14.29 an ounce. Platinum, up $2 at $1,235. Palladium, off a dollar at $284 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, 942.50 for a low, 951.80 for a high, about a $9 spread there. At $947.20, gold today is up $121.60 year on year for a 14.72% return on your investment. The boys in London set the gold this morning at $943.50. That's what they do at the gold fixing table. Run their little flags up, ding their bell, and they set it at $943.50, and you can see we're trading above that now. In the equities in the Dow closed up yesterday at 9,543. The NASDAQ was up 2 at 2,024. The S&P was up 1 at 1,028. We'll pick up the rest of the financial news on the other side of this broadcast and continue. Do stay with us. We will return in 3 minutes.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Boy, trying to multitask my way through this broadcast already has been a challenge. Well, let me continue with that market report, close it out for this morning, folks, anyway. The crude oil today running off 19 cents at $71.24 a barrel for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar in, U.S. dollar index off 20 basis points, trading at 78.48. And in the foreign exchange rates, we're looking at the Canadian dollar coming in at 92 cents. The Mexican peso stands at 8 cents U.S. The euro, $1.42. The British pound, $1.62. And the Swiss franc is running 94 cents, all up and down in the market today. Pluses and minuses. Largely that's because of the slight downtick in the U.S. DX. In the bond market, the 2-year is yielding 1.06%, the 10-year at 3.48, and the 30-year bonds are yielding 4.24%. Of course, that doesn't mean a lot to you or I. We're not in the bond market, but I give that to you just as another one of these indicators each day, a place where we might be involved in the mortgage markets. We're looking at a drop in the mortgage rate from 4.90% on a 15-year mortgage a month ago to 4.85%. And in the 30-year mortgages, down from 5.42 a month ago to 5.29. So we're seeing a little bit of a easing, if you will, in the mortgage market rates. You know, we had the initial jobless claims come out. Another 570,000 people lose their job. The economy's shrinking by 1%. Well, that's the way it's going. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
I can tell you what, this is the real excitement. Every time I hook my little tail onto your kite, it's just an amazement. You sent me an article out of the New York Times a day before yesterday, I think it was, and looked it over, and it was rather interesting, and then a whole flurry of other stuff started to come out. Well, we've unearthed another one of these creatures, folks, and we're going to talk about him today. This guy's name is Peter Orszag, but before we go into Peter Orszag, I'm going to just follow it through the way that this research project developed, and that's one of the reasons, folks, why I value what Vicki does with her website, www.channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. If you go up and visit that page right now and look on the left-hand side of the page, you'll find the Become Vocal Local link. Do you have all these links posted up there today, Vicki?
Yes, I do.
Okay, folks. Well, so there's your homework. Even if you want to just sit back and enjoy a cup of coffee and listen to the broadcast, this is where you can go to get all of the documentation that we're going to be talking about in today's program. This off the New York Times economy section. Bernanke's next task will be undoing his first. Isn't that convenient? You get to have the guy come in and do the cleanup on the mess that he's made, but of course, Bernanke didn't create all of the mess. He was just the point man for this. I'm confident of that. But out of Washington, here it is, the article off the New York Slime. As he looks forward to a second term as the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Benjamin S. Bernanke, biggest challenge will be to undo much of what made him a hero during his first term. I'd like to see a show of hands out there in the audience. How many people feel that Benjamin Bernanke is a hero? That's what I was afraid of. In nominating Mr. I didn't see any hands, Vicki, did you?
No, I didn't. Not a one.
Not a single virtual hand went up, So in nominating Mr. Bernanke on Tuesday, Mr. the Usurper, Barry the Usurper, praised the federal chairman for his bold action and out-of-the-box thinking, saying it helped to avoid a repeat of the Great Depression. Folks, if this isn't obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntacticians, and I don't know what it is, this is just more, I don't know, Orwellian newspeak. But most of those bold actions, lending hundreds of billions of dollars to banks and businesses, slashing overnight interest rates to nearly zero, having the Fed almost single-handedly finance the mortgage market, will have to be reversed or rolled back over the next few years. So there's a whole lot going on here, Vicki, in this article. It's going to lead us a little bit further. But what first drew your attention to it?
Well, the absurdity of it. I mean, they always talk about, the economy is recovering. But as you said, the job numbers, the jobless numbers continue to increase over time, and this has been happening since I first started watching everything, and it almost became boilerplate, saying economists surprise, jobless numbers up. And this thing with Bernanke, his bold out of the box thinking, they gave all this money to banks. I'm still not quite sure what the objective was of giving all the money to banks, except that, a lot of people lost their homes anyway. So I'm not sure, what they're saying. They took over the mortgage market.
Well, I don't know whether, any of this activity was directed towards the sheeple out there that were, taking it in the shorts and losing their houses. I think that the banks got in way over their heads on these derivatives all around, and they were losing their assets in a big, rapid way. And so most of this was just bailing out the banks so that the risky investments that they'd made, where they were, really, like I say, just losing their assets, so that they wouldn't come up holding the short end of the stick. And of course the government will do this. The banks run this country, essentially, the federal banking system and all of its little daughters. And so, we can only expect them to cover their primary funder for all of the nefarious deeds that government is involved in. They've got to take care of their illicit banking, well, I was going to use a B word, but I won't, their illicit banking bed partner. And if they don't, then, as Bernanke has said, you just cut the tie with the government and, you know, turn the whole system upside down. So I'm going to go back to this article a little bit here. It says, if the Fed shifts too quickly from the role of savior, haven't we heard that word just once too often? Now we have. The role of savior to that of strict disciplinarian. It risks aborting the recovery and tipping the nation back into a recession. Tip back into a recession? I don't know. I don't know, Vicki. This is reaching, you know, but you know, these guys get paid. I don't know whether they get paid by the word, whether they get paid by the comma, the period. I don't know how they sell these articles, but they definitely get paid for their skill in crafting this obfuscatory linguistics that keeps everybody in the dark. But we have our headlights on here today, so I think we can figure this one out. But back into an accession, essentially repeating mistakes made in 1937. Of course, it was the Federal Reserve banking system in 37 as well, after the economy had begun to rebound. If the Fed moves too slowly, it risks the kind of intractable inflation it experienced in the 1970s and fueling another bubble. Now tell me, Vicki, if you loan trillions and trillions and trillions into existence, if you throw cash after cash after cash in this Keynesian madness, don't you think that we might have a fueling another bubble scenario coming on us? And as folks, we'll be back and continue this insanity right after this break. Stay with us.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politics,
politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned once again, looking back at this New York Slime article, the Morning Post here, an article about Benjamin Bernanke's being reappointed by Barry the Usurper to continue on as the chair of the Federal Reserve. But this article continues, and it says, Vicki, for the first time in almost 20 years, the Fed may soon have to make unpopular decisions that raise the cost of borrowing even when the economy still feels weak. And boy, isn't that the truth? But at some point next year, the Fed, this article says, or implies, or infers, or alleges, may well need to raise interest rates, possibly rapidly and sharply, given how far it cut them last year, and in the process raise the cost of things like credit cards, mortgages, and business loans. And so if that's not a heads up, folks, to what's coming down the pike, when all of this money that's been thrown into circulation comes back around to bite us, once the inflation starts to kick in, I like to think of it as a freight train coming down the tracks in the night with its light off, and we're out
whoa,
there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Back up that train there. I don't think this money has gone into circulation. They gave it to the banks. I mean, they created it. They gave it to the banks, but all the articles that I saw were saying that the banks were not loaning it out. The banks didn't even want it.
And so where's it gone?
I honestly, I don't know. Offshore, I think, because I really think that they're using the same offshore logic of stimulating offshore business so that we can continue to import cheap goods, which is the same logic that Ruth David used in terms of our food and drug safety, that home scam security begins on foreign soil. So where would economic stimulus begin? Foreign soil.
Well,
right?
Even if they were to loan, they create this digital wealth, trillions of bucks. Now, they've got all these trillions of numbers. They give them to somebody, which means that the interest clock begins to tick on it. We're now in debt by this amount of money. Whether people put it in their pin drawer, their sock drawer, or whether they give it to their cousin in Soviet Russia or Israel, that money is still in circulation. Whether someone takes it out and takes it to the Walmart and spends it or not, that money has been created, which then reduces the value of the dollar. The purchasing power of the dollar must decline. And that then would trigger inflation, and they're projecting that this inflation is going to become an onus and addis in less than 12 months' time, which is basically lines up with my research. So even though they haven't gone around and given it to everybody to pay their utility bills and their mortgage payments, this money is out of the box. This genie, trillions of dollars, is out of the box. I can't see that it wouldn't cause inflation.
Well, what's his name? Alan Greenspan redefined inflation to mean a rise in workers' wages
He can define it any way that he wants to. He could go to the London School of Economics. He could go sit at the feet of the Tavistock. He could come up with all kinds of newspeak. But the reality is, I mean, he's the one that invented green shoots, quantitative easing. They come up with these phrases and phraseologies all the time, and it just doesn't, it doesn't make a lot of difference how they style it. A pig is a pig. You're just putting lipstick and perfume on a pig. You create that kind of money and throw it into the system, and you're going to have
it. Well, not really, because the word inflation, see, that was one of the things that I noticed, during this whole time when I was watching The Economy. When Greenspan was talking about inflation, he was talking about a rise in workers' wages. And so his testimony to Congress would be, well, we need more foreign workers to avoid inflation. So with Bernanke and with these other economists, I honestly don't know whether they're using the term inflation to mean the traditional definition of the word, which means a rise in prices, or whether they're talking about lowering wages.
Well,
rising wages.
Yeah, like I said, you know, he can stand in front of Congress, the critters up there in the District of Corruption, and say anything he wants. Like Pinocchio, you know, it's going to be take Geppetto's woodcutters to lop the cordwood off the end of his nose for all the deception that he lays out there. If the Congress people are deceived in all of this, or if they come up with this some other way of talking about an increase in the number of immigrant workers, you know, that's another story. But you cannot possibly loan into existence trillions of dollars at interest and not have it impact the economy. I don't care whether they style it any way they do want to style it. I'll guarantee it's gonna come to a halt here. And as this article points to, when we start to see the interest rates going up on everything, I don't know, all across America, people have had their credit cards pulled. I have an account with a prominent credit card people. Some everyone would recognize. I'm not going to get into my financial details, but I can just tell you that from 1979, I've held that card, and for the last couple of years, I haven't used it. And so all of a sudden, I get this little notice that they're going to cancel that card. Now, you know, this goes back to the beginning of credit cards, and it's a surprise to me that they would cancel that card when there was no risk to them whatsoever. But they're cutting corners everywhere they can inside of the system, because unless you're upside down, inside out with debt on these cards, they don't want to have to continue to send you statements and mailings and things like that. They're cutting their corners every place they can. We're looking at the real estate market. With the mortgage rates down in the 4.85% rate this morning for a 15-year mortgage, which is, would be my preference, everyone, a 30-year mortgage at 5.29%. But I can remember back, and I'm sure you can as well, Vicki, but back in the 80s, when we went through this nonsense with the reinvention of government under Ronald Reagan, the great communitarian, we were seeing interest rates on credit cards way over 20% and mortgages following suit. So, you know, if they're talking about raising the interest on credit card lending and the interest rates on mortgages, we might be seeing them revisit that 20% area, which makes it exceedingly difficult for people to buy and sell in the real estate market, and it makes it very undesirable to use credit cards. So we can talk about creating a climate for mom, you know, from Wall Street to Main Street to make it easier for Mr. and Mrs. America, but we know that's not their intent. Their intent is the destruction of this economy and the transformation into a new economy, so it's just all going to be a matter of where it's going. Back to this article here, it says, this is another quote, while I have had serious differences with the Federal Reserve over the past few years, I think reappointing Chairman Ben Bernanke is probably the right choice. And that was made by, a comment was made by a Senator Christopher Dodd, a Democrat out of Connecticut and the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, in a statement on Tuesday. Now, remember that Dodd here is being challenged for re-election by Peter Schiff. And Peter Schiff, if he were able to succeed in taking Christopher Dodd's seat there in Connecticut, he would then perhaps be maybe not a likely candidate, but a possible candidate to take on this Senate Banking Committee. And if that were the case, if Peter Schiff were successful in sending Christopher Dodd back to the woodshed, we might see some transformation happening in his area as well. And certainly when I interviewed Peter on air, he felt quite confident that if he were able to take Christopher Dodd's seat, that he may very well become one of the leaders in the new Republican Party. So there's that action that's happening as well in this particular article. But, folks, that's not all. There's another one here. Go ahead.
I don't think that the Republicans or Libertarians have any better of an answer than do the Democrats, actually.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but nevertheless, with the potential of replacing Christopher Dodd, who's in a very influential position, and getting him out, bringing in Peter Schiff, it opens up a new doorway for potential change, whether you want to call them Republicans or Democrats, Libertarians or Greens. Folks, we'll be back right after this break with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us. We're talking the economy today.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, true indeed. The call-in number, folks, if you'd like to weigh in on any of these topics today, you're certainly welcome to do so in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance area access, you can call in at 512-904-8014. And internationally, around the world, around America, toll-free, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Again, visiting with Vicki Davis. You might visit her website as well. Go up to www.channelingreality.com, and on the left-hand side, you'll see a little link for Become Vocal Local. Click on that. You'll open up the page that she's created in her website for us for these broadcasts, and there you'll find the links to all the stories that we're talking about today. This off the New York Times, continuing along the same theme. The estimate for the 10-year deficit has been raised to $9 trillion. $9 trillion. Can you imagine, folks? $9 trillion. I don't know what it is, $9 trillion monies or $9 trillion digits, but in any case, you start putting those kind of numbers into your computer, and we're definitely in for a new experience. Washington, the national fiscal outlook is even bleaker than the government forecast earlier this year because the recession turned out to be deeper than widely expected. The Budget Office of the White House and Congress agreed in separate updates on Tuesday. The Obama administration's Office of Management and Budget. Now, make a note of that on your little notepad there if you're writing them down, folks. The Obama administration, and did I say that? See that what happens when you read? The usurper's administration, Office of Management and Budget, raised its 10-year tally of deficits expected through 2019 to $9.05 trillion, whatever they are, little S's with a line in it, nearly $2 trillion more than it projected in February. That would represent 5.1% of the economy's estimated gross domestic product. I'm going to say that again, 5.1% of the economy's estimated gross domestic product. That's for your budget. That's their budget, okay? Congressional Budget Office, which, unlike the administration, did not account for the president's policy proposals in its latest report, increased its projection of deficits over the next decade. Absent any changes in law, it said the deficit would rise to $7.1 trillion from $4.4 trillion in March. The CBO did analyze the president's budget in June. It goes down. We're going to drop down just a little bit. So all that monetary irrational exuberance aside, because there's a critter involved in all of this that we need to be paying attention to, a name I haven't heard before. As soon as I saw it in this article that Vicki sent to me, it kind of triggered my brain, because it is a name that I hadn't heard before. And so who is this person? Well, here's a quote from him, and then we'll tell you who he is. Overall, it underscores the dire fiscal situation that we inherited and the need for serious steps to put our nation back on a sustainable fiscal path. Notice the use of the word sustainable. Also notice the word inherited. And that was stated by Peter R. Orszag. And now here's how you spell it. It's O-R-S-Z-A-G. So it's O-R-S-Z-A-G. I'm pronouncing it Orszag. The president's budget director wrote on his agency's website. Now, again, we're talking about inheriting something. Well, that might indicate to someone new listening to these broadcasts that all of this problem came about because the Democrats took power and because poor Barry, the usurper, was basically the presidency was dropped in his lap. Along with all of the woes and pitfalls of his predecessors, they've inherited this problem. But this little individual, Peter Orszag, has been involved in this process all the way back to the beginning. Well, not all the way back to the beginning. He's one of those brain childs. He's one of those very exceptional children. He's like a, not a Jeremy Bentham so much, more along the lines of James Mill, John Stuart Mill, son of James Mill, back in the utilitarian period, back in the philosophical radical period of England, where James Mill raised up his son, John Stuart Mill, which the libertarians all should know about, John Stuart Mill. Anyway, he raised him up as a prodigy child, from teasing him on Greek and Latin. And he just had the most incredible education, homeschooling, by the way, the most incredible education, that by the time he came into maturity, he had so much going on in his life, and had already been over in India as budget secretary over there and whatnot, that he had a nervous breakdown. So many of these people can and oftentimes do snap. But this fellow, Peter Orszag, is very, very interesting. Vicki, we've unearthed all kinds of stuff here. Where would you like to go as we look into this fellow a little bit deeper?
Well, Peter Orszag was involved in it from the beginning, and what it is the transformation from a real economy, you know, where people have jobs producing things that they then sell, to a virtual economy, to where people don't have jobs and there's nothing to sell because the whole economy revolves around packets of data moving along the internet. And Peter Orszag was one of the, he was a staffer, a congressional staffer, and I haven't found who he was a staffer for, but you can bet it was, you know, either for somebody on the banking committee or somebody in the financial services committee. But anyway, as now as director of the OMB, it's the OMB who was the lead agency in the redesign of government to create e-government. And the redesign of our entire economy around the internet backbone. And because it is failing, and it is failing, and it will continue to fail regardless of whatever they do, because we're not producing anything.
Exactly.
You know, it's a virtual economy, and you're going to be eating virtual groceries.
Yeah, living in a virtual house, sleeping in a virtual bed, freezing your butt off, and wondering what on earth has gone wrong. I'll tell you what, here's an article that you sent along. It came off of Who Runs Gov, Beta. It's Peter Orszag, current position, the director of the Office of Management and Budget. And this only really starts the process, folks, but it's a very interesting, appealing article. This is why he matters. Former Congressional Budget Office head and blogger, so there's a blog out there, and he is a prolific writer. He's absolutely prolific. He has been involved with so many writing projects, and you're going to find out why and more about that as we go through this. But he is the head and blogger. Orszag has a deep understanding of the complex and labyrinth federal budget process. His pet issue is health care reform. He argues that if the system isn't fixed, the fiscal health of the nation will be permanently compromised. As head of the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, a cabinet-level position, Orszag advises the usurper on public policy while also crafting, you like that word, crafting the annual budget to be sent to Congress. So he's very, very, very instrumental in these budget creations. He crafts the budget, instrumental in that. Orszag's clout depends on the usurper, who has given the budget director a significant amount of responsibility. Here's a little quote. The OMB director is as important as the president makes him or her, said Doug Holtz Eakin, GOP presidential nominee John McCain's top economic advisor, Holtz Eakin, a hyphenated last name. Wonder if he married somebody very important. Here's a quote, if you have a president who tells other cabinet agencies to go through OMB, the director is a player in every trade-off you have to make. So we've got somebody here on our radar screen this morning who has the ear of the president, if you will, who is influential in the creation, crafting the annual budget. And this person is tied to everything from the London School of Economics to the Brookings Institute to University of California, Berkeley. His father, Jonathan Orszag here, was a professor of mathematics at Princeton and at, Yale. And we'll find out on verify that. I'm just going from memory. Don't know this guy intimately yet. Just picking it all up, laying it out. But this fellow has, Phillips, Exeter Academy is where he graduated. So he went to an academy, for his education. He didn't go to, William Jefferson Clinton High down the street from where you live, folks. No. We're talking about somebody entirely different. We're talking about someone shaped from cradle to grave. We'll be right back, a globalist indeed.
Berkshire.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethane. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light Water System. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again, going into the last segment of today's first hour of our two-hour broadcast, visiting again, as we love to do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, with Vicki Davis, independent researcher. Very good research that Vicki does. She likes to hold my feet to the fire, and she's always free to jump in and disagree with me wherever and whenever, because this is how we learn, people. And if you want to call in and weigh in on the conversation, maybe you've got a different point of view or other research that you could add to the discussion, you're welcome to do so at 866-841-1065. Again, Vicki's website is channelingreality.com. And if you go and open that up in your browser and look on the left-hand side there, you'll see a link that will connect you up. It says Become Vocal Local. Click on that link and it will bring you right into the series of articles that we're talking about today. But Vicki, as we're going into the break, gave this little quote here that basically sets it up so that as long as we might be able to say, as long as Peter Orszag is in the good favor of Barry, that Barry would then be able to give him just as much power as he needs to have as a cabinet-level officer, and everything that goes down through Congress is going to have to trickle from the president down through Orszag, and he's been very, very instrumental in lots of stuff, not just the budget, but Social Security, tax cuts, et cetera. He's also recently urged Congress to fix the health care system. So you see, folks, this is a major player. But Vicki, comments?
Yeah, the Peter Orszag is one of the principal architects of the new economy. And as I said, the new economy revolves around the Internet. And basically what they had is an idea that once they got the internet, you know, to everybody, that it was going to spur an entrepreneurial economy. Everybody is going to become an entrepreneur, and they're going to be able to do business off of the internet. But the problem is, and this guy, Orzag, I mean, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's probably never had a real job, you know, where he had to actually work, you know, getting his hands dirty. But he's redesigned the economy. And they're just now, I just realized this morning, you know, as I was watching a workshop program on the broadband plan, looking at that, there were some programs on education, programs on transportation. I realized that what they're doing, what they're setting up for is to do the full court press to move us to the full centrally planned virtual economy.
Absolutely.
And the healthcare is, of course, part of that, because the idea behind nationalized medical records ultimately is telemedicine or you know, virtual medicine, e-medicine.
Well, one of these days, Vicki, we're going to need to go back and visit again with those Wiki, the War in the Context of Everything Else pages. And, folks, you can visit that on Vicki's website at channelingreality.com, because in there you had a whole series of interties, interlinks, that with this the new computing system that definitely covered, embraced, and held this whole idea of telemedicine, e-medicine, as just a part of the overall matrix.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at each component of the plan, it does include the transportation system, which is part of the supply chain management, the education system, you know, where they have, you know, training workers from cradle to grave. You know, tracking them and training, and the healthcare system. But it's all planned. It's going to fail. I guarantee you, it's going to fail. But what they will say ultimately is, oh well, they just didn't do it right. But it's the same. You know, the same with socialism everywhere. They do a big central plan of the economy. They try to engineer the economy, and it fails.
Well, I think if we go a little further and get some more understanding of who this fellow is, we'll understand how people can get caught inside of this illusion. You know, you can say, well, you know, the Keynesian school of economics, you know, it's a failed model, it can never work. Oh, socialism can never work. But folks, if you're so steeped in this stuff since from your childhood, and you're fast-tracked along rapidly, and you're always being asked to advance these Keynesian and socialist and utopian society type of ideas, you could become brilliant in the rhetoric, but you never get to the logic behind it. And so, as Aristotle reminds us, you know, that such as you begin badly, you can't help to end badly. This is just the way that this guy's going down. But here, let's make this next tie, because even though in this article it says Orzag has long studied Social Security issues, tax cuts, and most recently urged Congress again to fix the health care system. Isn't that the subject matter for town hall meetings all over across America? He's expected to continue to push health care reform, working in tandem with the new White House health czar, there they use that word, and Health and Human Services Department Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Now, we brought Sebelius into, you brought her to my attention. I mean, who would ever remember a name like that? But since when does the Health and Human Services Department Secretary come into public parlance? Well, in this case, she's right on the radar screen. Tell us a little bit about who Kathleen Sebelius is and why the audience should pay attention.
Well, she was, before she was appointed to her current position as director of HHS, she was the insurance administrator for the state of Kansas, I believe. So her whole focus is on health insurance. And if you notice in this whole medical reform, they're not talking about taking the profit out of health insurance, which is the way that insurance companies work. Bottom line is that they collect money from you and they don't pay it out.
Exactly.
That's the way they make money, in a profit-making health insurance, well, any insurance, actually, but in particular, health insurance. So this whole reform revolving around health insurance, I consider to be fraudulent.
Well, she's up to her neck in this vaccine thing as well. I mean, we heard her and Janet Napolitano and the director of the national director of the education system, and there was some fellow from New York, a doctor there to be the expert, say, but we went through that and played some clips from it, a presentation getting all of the governors and all of the school boards and all of your county committees and things like that ramped up for this October surprise, the H1N1 virus. So, you know, with that in our minds, but understand, folks, in all of this, when we talk about this transformation of the healthcare system, when you talk about H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, coming out of the House of Representatives, U.S. House, and going to the Senate in front of Barbara Boxer and the others, when we look at that, that's another revenue generator. You talk about transportation issues, another revenue generator. So in this public-private partnership, new fascist America, corporatist America, if you will, the government is taking, you know, they've taken over GM, they're taking over businesses, they're taking over banks. These are all the cash cows. And so they're going into business as a corporation in a way that they have never done it before. It has to be stopped. That's no doubt about it. We can't continue with this. But this fellow is a very unique individual. We're going to continue this discussion in the second hour as we go deeper and deeper into understanding who this guy is, what his background is, and how influential he is. His bio is like a who's who. But born in Boston, Massachusetts there, Orzog's father taught math, I found the quote here, at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Of course, that's MIT, for those of you that are into the acronyms. Princeton University, and Yale.
I would like to find out if he was the designer of the system that produces the statistics for the Congressional Budget Office.
Absolutely.
Because if he is, the guy should be hung.
Well,
I'm
with you. I mean, these are the kind of studies, folks, that I do on a regular basis. I'm always tracking these people out. I follow people. People make history. And what the people do, you know, if we understand rightly our property, all property begins with the person, your ideas, your thoughts, your expressions, your associations, and everything flows from that. So you've got to start with the mind. And in this case, this young person is born into a family. His father taught at the highest of universities, and his mother, well, we'll get to his mother on the other side. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us, won't you?
When we get back, I'd like to talk about that.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour of today's broadcast, we come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And, of course, visiting again today with a very special guest. Always love to have her come back and join our audiences. And for those of you just joining us, Vicki Davis has got a lot of very interesting information that you can access on her website. It's www.channelingreality.com. And if you look on the left-hand side of the page, you can click on the Become Vocal Local link and open up all of these various articles of discussion that we're talking about today. But as we're going into the top of the hour break, Vicki, we'd keyed in, given a little bit to this idea about who is this man, Peter Orszag, and we're looking at his father. Orszag's father taught mathematics at the MIT, Princeton University, and Yale. There's some skull and bones for you. While his mother became the president and the owner of a research development company called Cambridge Hydrodynamics, Inc. You said that he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I think it might have been in another orifice, and it might have been a very, very large bar of silver. But nevertheless, when you look at things and I look at things, different information in the research triggers thought. You heard mathematics. You had a thought on that. Let's pick it up because I think you're absolutely right. It is critical to our understanding.
Right. Okay. Now, keep in mind the deficit estimates are $9 trillion. All right, if you go back to 2004, there was a House Budget Committee hearing that probably was one of the most important hearings that I've ever heard. In that hearing, and it was called the Federal Revenue Options Hearing of October 6, 2004, Representative John Spratt, Democrat of South Carolina, said that as of the fiscal year 2003, revenues were at their lowest point since 1950. The revenues were only 16.2% of GDP. Now, those are tax revenues that he's talking about. Okay, and of course, tax revenues are a measure of how well the economy is doing.
Exactly.
So if the revenues are at the lowest point since 1950, You had to know that in 2003 how bad our economy was bleeding. Okay, Representative John Linder in that same hearing said, he's a Republican from Georgia, he said there has been 8 quarters in a row of declining revenues since 2001. Representative Linder said there are $6 trillion offshore. And what he meant by that is that the multinational corporations had exported our economy, and there was $6 trillion of our economy offshore. Okay, the hearing goes on, and the director of the CBO at the time.
And was, that's the congressional. That's the Congressional Budget Office.
Right, the Congressional Budget Office, and the guy's name was Holtzaken. The same guy, was it David Holtzaken? Anyway, he testified as to how the Congressional Budget Office calculated their estimates for Congress so that Congress would know how much money they had to spend. And it's the Congressional Budget Office that did the projections for budget surpluses for as far as the eye could see. Well, in this hearing, this testimony revealed the fraud of what they did to come up with those statistics.
Okay, hold it right there, the fraud of what they did on those statistics. Folks, we'll be back right after this break. Stay with us. We'll pick up that thread right after this break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three full Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Thursday, August the 27th, 2009, two-hour live broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And once again, Vicki's website is channelingreality.com. For the listeners just joining us after the top of the hour break, you can go there, click on the left-hand side, go on the left-hand side, find the Become Vocal Local link, click on that, and it'll bring you right into the various discussion articles for today's broadcast. Vicki, we got cut off right there at the break. That first segment is always so brief. But please pick it up, and let's look at that fraud again.
Okay, well, what Director Holtz-Eakin testified to was that the way that the CBO calculates the budget numbers for Congress is that they don't have accurate data until 3 years after the end of the tax year. So what they do is that they take that 3 years and they then, whatever the numbers are, you know, for tax revenues, they then project history, project backwards, and then project 5 years forward. So basically, all they're working on is a projection. And first of all, with the tax receipts, there is absolutely no reason that their numbers should, that they should be using three-year-old data as their most current, most accurate data.
It's always a lag, and it doesn't reflect what's really going on. If you're in a downturn, if you're going in a down cycle, it gives you a false positive as far as the cycle is concerned. And as you know, once again, and folks, I bring it up all the time, but Aristotle put this out in his treatise on logic, and one of his early comments in that treatise is that such as you begin badly, whenever you're making a decisions, you know, no matter really where you go in life, what you're thinking about, but such as you begin badly, in other words, if you start with a false premise, you cannot help but to end badly. In other words, you make a mistake early in your math, you can crunch numbers from now until the cows come in, and your numbers are still going to be bad because you began on a false premise. You began in error. If you begin in error, you're likely to end in error, and I think that's where you're leading here.
Right. Okay. Yes. In 2004, they were looking at data that actually was 2001, and they were then projecting forward.
And that was at the top. But, that was at the peak of the market.
Yes, yes. And if you work out the mathematics on that, I mean, basically, that three-year lag between when you have the accurate data and when you begin your projections forward, if you have one year of really good revenue, it will distort your budget statistics for the next 3 years running.
Okay.
And so it's that lag time in between that, I mean, this is just, it's the kind of accounting trick that embezzlers use.
Enron, maybe.
You know. Well, yeah, I mean, it is Enron accounting. You can say that, sure. Okay, so what they did in 2005, actually, it took them this long, they bribed the corporations that were offshore to repatriate about $500 billion at a 5.5% tax rate. So, but it was a one-time thing, you know, basically begging these corporations, bring your profits back on shore, you know, we need this money, because you can see, you know, tax revenues at the 1950s level. I mean, that's a staggering loss to the U.S. Treasury.
At a time when government is expanding exponentially.
Yeah, because they're doing redesigning our economy for this whole idea, rebuilding all the roads with, you know, smart technology and redesigning the computer systems, and, you know, just unbelievable.
Yeah, the expansion of the internet system across America, and the privatization of all of the public utilities and all of this, and goes through. But let me continue just a little bit further here with this path to power that this fellow Peter Orszag follows. He says, the article here continues, and it says, Orszag would follow his dad to Princeton. Remember, he graduated from Exeter, or Phillips Exeter Academy. Then he follows his father to Princeton, earning a 1991 degree. He was born, by the way, in 1968. We're talking about a young man. Definitely a meteoric rise here. earning a degree in economics and graduating summa cum laude, and then traveled to study at the London School of Economics as a Marshall Scholar, obtaining a master's and a PhD by 1997. And so now we've made the British connection, the London School of Economics. It's not going to be any surprise to us when we discover that he's involved also in William Jefferson Clinton's administration. And then it continues here. It says, from 1995 to 1996, Orszag experienced his first taste of politics, working as a senior economist at the Council of Economic Advisors during the Clinton administration. In 97, Orszag would return to the White House, working as the top advisor to the National Economic Council under, I guess, Gene Sperling. After leaving the White House, Orszag started an economic consulting company in Belmont, California, called Sebago Associates. Now, that's a very unusual name. I looked it up during the break. There's nothing really much in the encyclopedias about that, but there is a lake in Maine. It's a very unusual lake. There's a species of salmon that have been named for that, Sebago Salmon. But if you notice, he starts this company, an economic consulting company in Belmont, California, calls it Sebago Associates. Well, it certainly has nothing to do with his name or anybody else's name. He might be indicating this lake. He might be talking about a specific and a very unusual breed of salmon, which if you look it up on your browser, folks, go to Wikipedia, you might find something about that. It may give us a clue as to what he had in mind. And then it continues, he says he'd serve as the director of Sebago through 2006. Orszag also became a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, for a year starting in January of 1999. Now you can go back and look at Berkeley and understand the significance of that socialist think tank and continue. But then he goes and ties up with the Brookings Institute. So this whole thing, it's an amazement, but he's involved in climate change. He's involved in the Social Security scams. He's involved in this healthcare program. He's involved in intelligent transportation, high-speed rails programs, green energy, the whole nine yards. This guy is like a made-in-a-test-tube globalist.
Well, yeah, and all of those things that he's involved in are all elements of the centrally planned economy that they called the new economy.
Yeah.
And it's a package deal. You know, everything that they did, the transportation, the education, the health care, it's a big package, a designed economy that revolves around the Internet.
Absolutely. You know, we'll pick it up right there as we come back from this break, folks. 3 minutes. We will return with our very special guest, Vicki Davis, and your calls are welcome.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we've returned once again, going into an expose, if you will, on just who is Peter Orszag. Here's a little bit more for you. In 2004, Orszag's work on Social Security caught the eye of Congress. Orszag and MIT professor, yeah, the circle goes round and round, Peter Diamond developed a 75-year plan to erase the Social Security deficit that would increase payroll taxes from 12.4% to 14.55% by 2055. It'd be a long time to figure out whether they're going to be right on this projection or not, while also increasing the amount of payroll eligible for the tax from $90,000 to around $106,000. But this plan is outlined in their book, Saving Social Security, and it claimed people at all income levels would receive more retirement benefits than what the system could afford in the future without any increase in taxes. Although for high income earners, the benefit expected to taxes paid ratio would decrease. And here's a quote. The Social Security deficit can be eliminated only through different combinations of politically painful choices, tax increases and benefit reductions, quote, Orszag and Diamond wrote. But once again, folks, such as you begin badly, you cannot help but to end badly. They're sitting down and they're trying to figure out how they can maintain this beverage idea. And this beverage, you can look him up. He's the guy that came up with this idea over in England. He's the guy that came up with the phrase from cradle to grave. And that's what the whole idea is about. But nevertheless, such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. They're doing everything they can. Again, band-aids on the sucking chest wound of the body politic, trying to save the Social Security system. This system should never have come into existence in the first place, Vicki.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that, because what they did back in 1983 was to not only have the baby boomers pay their parents' share, they increased the Social Security taxes such that we were paying ahead for our own retirement. Where the real problem is that we've got a bunch of thieves running the U.S. government. And the whole thing that they're doing is mathematical gamesmanship. Or you could call it mathematical fraud. And the way that it works, the bottom line of the way that it works, is that somehow they just can't provide you with the hard statistics to prove what their projections are for this bright and rosy future. And all the while that we are declining, and the real hard statistics that come out of other places say that we are declining, their projections are for it's just going to be a fabulous future once they get this new economy in place.
Well, everybody's going to wear their sunglasses because our future looks so bright and rosy. But at the same time, when you advance socialism in any of its formats, and Social Security is no different from that, you can't expect it to function properly, because you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul. And in this particular case, in a developing country, historically, populations decrease, they don't increase. And so if you start with the right assumption that as populations continue to decrease, fewer and fewer wage earners are going to be contributing to any of these, these are like pyramid schemes. And so it was a failed model to begin with. Had people been given the opportunity of my mother and father's generation, or actually not the opportunity, but the encouragement to look to their own futures, because we couldn't even envision any kind of a sound economic model that included Robin Peter to pay Paul so that elderly people have a handout. I mean, all of this stuff came in out of the philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham and John Stuart Mill, the various libertarians early, the utilitarians, and it's just a failing model. And so, again, I think that Social Security is like the wrong idea. It's wrong-headed economic model. And, you know, it's not going to be able to be sustainable, to use their terminology. It can't be supported because it's the wrong model.
Well, they did everything possible to ensure that people couldn't save any money.
Well, it's
putting your money in the bank, you might as well just go dig a hole and bury it in your backyard.
And if
it's those paper notes that you go bury in the backyard, then you're in just as bad a shape as if you put the money in the bank.
But when you and I were in school, you know, they weren't teaching any of this in economics, even though I think I got a better economics training as a high schooler than others do today. They were teaching us about the fractional reserve banking system. They were exposing the fraudulent nature of the Federal Reserve System. We started badly in various places, and so we're ending up badly here 100 years later. I mean, it's textbook. But
they set everything up so that the big guys, the wealthy people can draw and drain the middle and lower classes.
Well, that's been going on.
Everything is set up.
It's been going on at least from the 1500s in that way, and for much earlier. I mean, we need to expect that. We need to anticipate that really we need to be responsible for ourselves, and then we hold ourselves.
Hold on. The government is the one that sets up the playing field. They set up the playing field. And the little guy is a victim or a beneficiary of however the playing field is established.
Yeah, but we are the government.
No, we're not.
Absolutely.
We don't make any decisions. We can't even get those guys in Congress to do anything for it. I mean, you've watched these health care meetings. And I'll guarantee you right now that they're going to ignore all of those angry people, and they're going to pass this health care thing. They don't listen to us. They don't work for us.
Well,
they work for the corporation.
I understand all of that, Vicki, but what I am saying is that we are the government. And when we turned our back in the government, especially in my generation in the 70s, we went on, we bought into this nonsense of tune out, turn on, or drop out or something like that. Turning our back on government, we hear it all the time. They roll this claptrap out on a decades by decades basis. We've got a lot of young people today are looking at anarchism as a solution, turning their back on government. Well, that's what they wanted us to do. Turn your back on Ronald Reagan and his communitarian league, if you will. And they gave us what they had in mind, but we don't have to accept that. And when I'm talking on this broadcast about becoming vocal local folks, it's all about taking this power back. And we need to understand how the system works, how it was designed to really work, and then how it's been perverted and what is really happening today. And so, you're absolutely right. Kathleen Sebelius isn't going to be listening to anybody out here. Christopher Dodd's not listening to anybody in the world. Right here in Missouri, Roy Blunt and Kit Bond have kind of been running on their own cognizance all this time. But this is not the way it need be. It's not something that has to be. It's just the way we find it today. And we're going to need to do some various serious repairs rapidly. And I think the rapidly can happen because understanding government as I do, this is not complicated. It's not rocket science. It's just something that most people don't understand.
Right. And most of them don't understand the mathematical gamesmanship that these guys are playing, at the, Congressional Budget Office and just about anywhere.
Exactly.
They don't understand juggling of the books.
Well,
and how these, projections, these mathematical models, that they're using, how those things work. Those in a mathematical model of the economy, basically it's fiction.
Well, if we ask the audience, you know, for a show of hands again, you know, how many people could say definitively that their checkbook is balanced right now, that they know exactly down to the penny how much money they have in their savings and their checking accounts today, I would imagine that we wouldn't have a hand in the audience. We might have one, we might have two. But again, it's indicative of the situation that we find ourselves in, because every step of the way has been war-gamed out. I mean, this fellow's from Brookings Institute. He's been over with the London School of Economics. You know, you bring in Tavistock Institute into all of that, all of the other great foundations, their power and their influence, the UNESCO. This is it's a system. It's a trap. It's a box canyon that's been built for us. We find ourselves in the jaws of that trap, and we are rapidly making ground through the use of the Internet effectively, and certainly I didn't even know about this guy, Peter Orszag, until the day before yesterday, and I'm certainly going to know more about him now, and I think the audience does too. We need to follow these people, folks. We need to find out who they are, whose they are, and then do what we can locally to change this whole system. We'll be back in just 30 seconds. Stay with us for the last half hour of today's broadcast. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three full Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again to the last half hour of today's two-hour broadcast. And again, the call-in number, listeners, is 866-841-1065. We're up on Vicki Davis's website and visiting with Vicki today. Our website, again, is channelingreality.com. If you're just sitting back, enjoying your cup of coffee, and listen to the broadcast, you can go back at your leisure, visit Vicki's webpage. Go down on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link, and you can click into all of these various articles and some that we'll not even touch today, but finding out a little bit more about who this Peter Orszag fellow is and just how significant he is. Not only has he written this book, Saving Social Security, but he is in deep all the way back. He's got, you know, Joseph Stiglitz is involved with this fellow. Here's a little bit more. The next year, Orszag became a co-founder and the director of the Hamilton Project at the Brookings Institution, the brainchild of who? Former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin. And if you go back and look at another one of the links here in the long bio that's posted on the page, you'll find that he's a prolific writer. He writes papers and decision, that's what the Institute does, Brookings Institute. They write decision papers so that the Congress and other people have up-to-date experts say, men familiar with the matter said, that kind of stuff. The man behind the curtain spoke, and Orszag is one of those men behind the curtain. But he's tied in here with Robert Rubin, and in those papers, Vicki, one of the papers, several of the papers he was talking about was high-speed trains, different kinds of transportation solutions, and of course Robert Rubin is the CEO of one of these electric car deals, companies that will provide electric cars in the new urbanism in our sustainable development communities, our stack 'em and pack 'em communities. These guys have got this finance. You said it right. It's a mathematical fraud. It's a scheme that they're in there. They're all looking at how they can profit in the backside. But Orszag is tied in with, like I said, Stiglitz and Rubin. He also, folks, wrote a bunch of papers for the Russian government, was working as a liaison with Russia on their economic situation. You know, he is a globalist just like Barry the Usurper.
Yeah, planning for the global economy, which it's not just our country that's going into the tank. They all are, because the plan that they came up with, you know, planning the whole global economy, I don't know how these people have the chutzpah to think that they can plan the global economy. It's just beyond me how they can do that.
Well, as we said yesterday on our broadcast with Daryl Everhart and have in the past, you know, whether you're looking at Jews or Jesuits or gypsies or whomever, that brass ring of power doesn't really know race. It doesn't know sex. It doesn't know creeds or colors or tribes or origins. What it does know is that it's like a magnet to some people, and when they sense that they can have their hand on that ring of power, they will crawl over anybody's back. They will destroy anybody else. They're like a bunch of sharks or piranha. And so we see this because even though, you know, I don't know what the circumstances are why he was divorced from his wife with two children in tow. He claims to be, biographers here say that he's a marathon runner, and I know the type. I know the kind of guy that gets off at the end of the day or maybe in the middle of the night or early in the morning. He'll get up 2 hours before work, and he'll just go out and run, and he just supercharges his body with oxygen, gets the blood all running. He's thinking, he's going through his to-do list and his contacts list. I understand these kinds of people. I've worked with them myself, and I used to be a runner. I can appreciate where he's coming from, because when you come out of that sweat and you go into the office, you're ready to do business, and you're ready to slice and dice. And if his writing, Vicki, is any indication of his mind, this guy is publishing papers almost on a daily basis. And so, you know, we've got...
writing so fast, he doesn't stop to think about what he's writing.
Well, it's like me on the radio. You know, for a long time, the audience has been well aware that I can speak far faster than I can think.
Well, I can too at times, but I do, you know, generally there's a lot of thinking behind what I'm saying, even though it doesn't really sound like it. I actually write better than I talk. But the Brookings Institute website, I highly recommend that everybody go look at that website and spend some time there, because Brookings Institute is one of the selected UN I don't know what you'd call it, one of the institutions that's been selected to be an observer of the implementation of the global policies. So there's a lot of really good information there about what they're doing.
Yeah, that's
good. And what their thinking is behind all of it.
Yeah, and you can go up and visit on Brookings, you know, go to the Tavistock Institute, try and understand, folks, that there are these think tanks all around the world that are charged with it. They're empowered by grants and aid funding from the biggest of the big, the richest of the rich, Daddy Warbucks. They fund these places, and then a lot of times they are tasked with the job of creating the language to support a specific agenda. It's like the predetermined outcome. Someone says, well, we've got to transform the economy. We're going to go to a carbon tax system as opposed to a dollar system. I need papers to support that. Here, you guys figure it out. And so then guys like Stiglitz and this Orzag and some of the many, many others he's written with and written for, they come together and they put this material out, and then they go present it before the Congress, Vicki, and it's like the experts say, and you're a CNN junkie or C-SPAN junkie, so you've seen them all there. They're the ones, the expert that comes in and makes his report, and then Congress just jumps on it and runs, and they don't bother to think either. They vote faster than they can think, and they vote far faster than they can read. But, so we're stuck with this stuff. Obama, when he named Orzag to head the OMB, Republicans and Democrats praised the choice because of his proven work as the CBO head. Here's the quote. It's good to have somebody of his stature and philosophy in that slot. Senate Budget Committee ranking member Judd Gregg, a Republican of New Hampshire, said, quote, you could have ended up with somebody who doesn't care at all about this. He cares deeply about the long-term fiscal responsibility of the government. Is that a true statement, Vicki?
Yeah, right.
Well, it was kind of a rhetorical question. But then he says, Obama sent a clear message with the nomination, indicating that he expected Orzag to assiduously ferret out waste, line item by line item. And our budget's going to be $9 trillion over?
Well, you know, his definition of waste is spending health care dollars on old people. when the insurance companies can just collect insurance premiums from young people and they don't have to pay out anything, you know, for the sick people, it's all good, right?
That's good for me. Oh my!
But
we live in a
on speaking of C-SPAN though, I really would like, you know, if people could set aside some time to go watch these all these panel discussions of the commissions, because they're all talking about elements of this centrally planned economy. And in particular, this FCC workshop on developing a national broadband plan, the AM session, and I don't know what date it was. I think it was Wednesday. It was held yesterday. But if you listen to what they say, and most of the people there are college professors, you know, and it's as if we've forgotten the old adage, you know, those who can do and those who can't teach. But now all the college professors have been elevated because they have a place in this new economy, which is to be the experts, you know, testifying the way that things are. But something that's really interesting in these sessions is that they're saying they don't have the hard data to prove the theories of how the new economy is going to make us prosper.
Yeah, this is so typical. Go ahead.
Well, and this is not the only area where I know that's true. A while back, there was a conference held up in Canada for the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and it made headlines because what Harper and I think it was Cardenas and Bush said is that they were just up there talking about jelly beans. you know, and what the definition of jelly beans were. Okay, what they were really talking about is the tables that the government uses to produce the statistics. And one of the other ways that they accomplished this mathematical fraud was to redefine the tables that are used for the statistics. In the case of that conference up there, they were talking about jelly beans, but and products, the definitions of products and the numbers assigned to those products.
Okay, hold it right there. We'll be back right after this break, folks, for our last segment of today's broadcast with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we have returned once again on our last segment of today's broadcast and going right back to Vicki. Vicki, would you please continue your thought? And we have Melody from Colorado standing by on in the wings.
Okay, the idea is that a particular kind of job is assigned a number so that they can accumulate statistics under that number, you know, for reporting. And any profession that you have has a number assigned to it that the Bureau of Labor Statistics keeps track of. What they did in the 1990s is they changed those tables such that a traditional job was defined under one number. Under the new tables, it was defined as something else. And that was how they did the mathematical gamesmanship to be able to show that there were shortages in the economy that really did not exist. They renamed programmers to be software engineers.
You know, they did that with the janitors, too. We all became all of a sudden sanitation engineers, and they basically were still the same people that slop out the toilet at the gas station. I'm going to bring up Melody from Colorado. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning. I'm following along with what she's talking about. I hope I'm saying this correctly, but it sounds like they're trying to make us fit into a plan that they've had, and so, in other words, by doing mental gamesmanship, not just number gamesmanship, we're getting put into this scenario that they've set up. And one aspect of it, I ran across.
Go ahead, Vicki. Respond. Let's go back and forth, you guys.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, they're doing a lot of marketing and conditioning, trying to create this illusion to match their vision. So yeah, you're exactly right.
And in August of '96, the Air Force came up with this. It's 2025. It's a projection. It's on FAS.org, and it's a military document that they projected way into the future for 2025, and they're trying, and when you look at it, even the pandemic is projected. They have these guys sit around in this think tank among the many and try to make us fit into their timeline.
Yes, and their design.
And this one is Right. And so this is a very extensive one. If you go in there and read it, this was put out, looks like this in it was put out by the Air Force, and it had anywhere from, the Air Force Academy and all these different Air Force personnel up from this Air University. Very extensive write-up. And again, they're projecting our future. So it's kind of a wag the dog scenario as far as I'm concerned. So,
as they say, proper prior planning can prevent poor performance. And so from a business standpoint, people do plan and people do set their goals, et cetera. But we're not involved in the planning process at all. And so we find out about this stuff after the fact, after we're already long into it. But unfortunately, if it weren't for independent media, we would never hear about it until it was a done deal. We're kind of exposing this as we go along. But back to you, Vicki and Melody, go ahead.
Well, yeah. That's
What they're projecting, even the decline of America in this, and that the the rising of the Asian markets. I mean, everything that is happening is coming true from this projection. And they're not projecting things that are good. They're trying to project and manipulate us. And when we start realizing that, we need to go in and start messing up these data banks and these programs, because these guys are just nuts.
Well, no, it sounds to me, just based on what you said, that they're giving an accurate projection. But it was by design that China, we exported our economy to China. And so naturally, China's economy is booming and they're on the rise. And our military now has to worry about the Chinese developing submarines to challenge us in the seas, and they have to worry about the Chinese developing satellites. We gave them our GPS technology. We gave them everything. They did not develop any of this stuff. So everything that they're challenging us with was given to them by this country, and that was part of the global redistribution project, that all of these egghead traders like Orzog and Rubin and Zolik and, you just go down the list of all of these globalists, and anybody that you see that has London School of Economics or any London economics person, that person is promoting this whole idea of the global trading system and global economy because they are benefiting from it. We are not. Our country is taking a nosedive because of it.
Melody?
Right. Yeah, and in that executive summary off of this 2025 says the same thing that the Project for the New American Century was saying, that we were planning on becoming the global police force. So, in other words, they're just dissolving this country and becoming this world system that whatever it is that they want out of it, it's right there in plain sight. We can see what it is. But it doesn't look like it cares a hoot about, the individual.
Well, if we can understand this, rewilding America idea and the whole implementation of Agenda 21 in the plan, when we sit down and plan, if you're planning for a transformation, if you will, of the economy and the lifestyles of the people of the United States, all of the several states and on this North American Union, if we're looking at it from that standpoint, then obviously if they're styling it as a global policeman, the global cop, the robocop, they have that in mind. They also have the green jobs in mind, so to speak. This is where they want to see the United States going. Unfortunately, they left us out of the equation. We have no representative government, and on that point, you're absolutely right, Vicki. We have no representation. We don't have a voice there. We need to become vocal local, and I think all around America, as more independent researchers, as ourselves, continue to expose this stuff on a day-by-day basis, they are going to either have to ramp up their schedule and start changing these 5-year plans and 10-year plans and make them 1-year plans and 6-day plans and so on, or they're going to lose this whole thing. I think, and even Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster and many others, they're all saying that these guys have lost control of this thing. The genie's out of the bottle. People see what's going down, and they're scrambling. It's like the old understanding Fabian socialism and understanding, well, folks, that it all was originally Fabius. It was all the Kunctator. It was all based on gradualism. But if we understand the model that Sidney and Beatrice Webb laid out, they proceed like tortoises as they get all their parts and pieces together, gradualism. But then, when they feel as though that they're ready, then the tortoise transforms into a hare and dashes across the finish line. And so, right here in this time period, in the next 4, 5, 6 years, between now and 2020, the Vision 2020 plans, between now and 2020, they are now in the point where they've converted from the tortoise into the hare, and they're making a mad dash because they know, like a deer in hunting season, a buck deer in the hunting season, he's out in the middle of the pasture, and while as long as he's out there, he's an open shot. And so they know
right.
They're exposed. Go ahead, Vicki.
And the race is between, can they get the police state fully implemented and us totally locked down before the majority of people figure out that we have been stabbed in the economic heart and our country is falling. We're becoming a banana republic.
Absolutely. Melody, thank you for the call. We're running out of time on today's broadcast. Thank you very much for calling. I'm going to let you go now and then back to Vicki for the last moment or so. I think you're absolutely right. But remember, folks, that we're not dealing with amateurs. We've read you this man's bio. Look into who this Peter Orszag is. These people are intellectual, I guess you would say it, the intelligentsia, the academia, in some places par excellence. They've done their research. They've done their planning. If they think now is the time to spring, it may very well be that the trap has been sprung. So, Vicki, we're all out of time. Again, thank you for joining us. We'll have you back again next Tuesday. Continue this discussion. Folks, I'll be back again tomorrow. I think I've got another guest lined up. We're going to talk about windmills, Don Quixote, and we'll pick it all up again on that time. Have a great day, great afternoon. Thank you for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today.
Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.